Hello. My name is Galen Joseph Hunter. I am sitting here with John Cleeter, who has organized an exhibition at Art Oh My in Ghent as part of the Architecture Oh My program. And the show opens on July 9th at 6:30 p.m. this evening. And I've had the good fortune to sit down and talk with John. Hi, John.
Hello, Galen. Thanks for having me.
So the show is called Augmented Reality, Peeling Layers of Space Out of Thin Air. Can you give our listeners a description of what they will encounter when they come to Art Oh My tonight?
Well, let me try. I kind of came up with the name on a whim, I guess. You know, augmented reality is the kind of art of overlaying kind of virtual space or virtual form into the physical environment. And I just have been feeling so excited about this new kind of media, this new form of kind of basically, you know, putting abstract ideas out there into the physical world, and there's something very superficial about it in a kind of a great, in a positive kind of way, not in a negative kind of way that I like, throwing ideas out there and kind of peeling through them kind of casually and looking at these kind of pulling layers of I don't know, the invisible out of nothing, and being able to look at them with an app. There's an app for that now. William Gibson's kind of fantasy comes true now, where you can see a whole physical, you know, peel and onion, endless layers of skins of, you know, ideas and visions of, and in this case, I've gotten together a group of pretty exciting architects to experiment with this new form.
So, in a layman's kind of description, visitors will come to Art Oh My. They'll walk to this specific field that is the site for the exhibition. With a naked eye, one will see nothing spectacular.
Right.
Maybe some markers, or not even that.
Not even that. You will have some physical markers that lead you to the large 20 or 30 acre field in the very back of the most recently acquired, you know, land of the Oh My International Art Center. There will be a map located on a sign that will show a path and where different works are located. And so, basically, you will arrive at the visitor center of Art Oh My, and there will be a display there that will have a large map. It'll have images of some of the projects that have been documented in the fields, and there will be video showing some documentation of people moving around these objects and through these virtual spaces. And there will be instructions on how to load the app called Layar, L-A-Y-A-R, onto your iPhone or onto your Android smartphone. And so, yes, and then when you find your way, it's probably a good 10-minute walk back to the fields, through a couple of fields and through some woods. And then, yeah, you will arrive, and you will see some people holding up their phones in front of them and up above them and down on the ground and off to different sides, looking at these pieces, and then you will join in and participate in the viewing of these projects.
And can one download Layar in advance?
Absolutely. It's a free app. There is, you just go to layar.com and find out if it works on your Android phone. It works on most of the iPhones.
And of course, that's not required. People can show up without any effort having been put forth before, and with a smartphone, there'll be clear instructions. And an adventure will await. So,
absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about some of the architects and the studios that are producing works.
Well, I have, with the exception of Sight, which some of you may know, they were famous in the 80s and the 90s, and most recently for their Shake Shack in, which park is that in Manhattan? The other architects, Akanchi Studio, Asymptote, Cole Mack, which is Shulan Kolitong and Bill McDonald, Laser Architecture, Thomas Laser, and Studio Daniel Libeskind, and Shop. All these people I have kind of a direct connection to, whether professionally or academically. And so I've been on the advisory board and for the new architecture of my program for a couple of years now, and you know how it is with nonprofits and trying to get projects off of the ground, and when you have to pour concrete and organize things, it's not as easy as to raise funds to get some projects built. Has been a real struggle for Architecture OMI. So I was introduced to this technology really only last fall, in the fall of 2010, and since I've joined this kind of cyber arts group, Manifest AR, and have been involved in a lot of shows, and came up with the idea that we could, after I started playing around with this technology, I realized how important right here in the beginning of the stage of this, as this technology is developing and in the early stages, it's really only been not even a year old that you could actually access truly kind of visual alternate spaces. Anyway, I realized that it would be really important to have architects who, especially a group of, you know, kind of matured experimental architects who are very well known in their field for, you know, whether it's building or experimentation or in the academic field for, you know, conceptual work, to lay some groundwork for this medium, because, you know, there's some interesting stuff out there, but there's also, you know, the opportunity for architects to really seriously work with its spatial possibilities, I think, would be really important, and I have access to these people in New York, and partially surprisingly, they were all as excited as I was, you know, with this new technology and willing to participate.
Is this the first time that each of these artists have worked with augmented reality?
Actually, Hani Rashid of Asymptote has been... He's always been ahead of his game in media, and has worked with, he's teaching at Columbia University and has worked, he's familiar with it. And Vito Acconci also did something in the Biennale last year. But it wasn't available, the opportunity here with the LayAR app is very different than what was available, which was still a kind of... only available to the few kind of privileged that had, you know, these headsets and things that wasn't available to the public. So for them, this is really kind of their first kind of dabbling in a more kind of accessible way, you know. So
there's something really exciting just for me as a viewer or potential audience member about this idea, and I think it's the convergence of the virtual space and the imagined space and the real space and the local space. And it seems like the aha moment and the answer to what I think are some pretty failed efforts in terms of dealing with Second Life, for example, as an artistic space, which I never gave enough time or consideration to, but really wasn't very interested in. And this seems like, I love the idea that anyone can come to Art OMI this evening and experience these works. I mean, you do need a phone, I'm sure that if you don't have a phone, others will be willing to share.
Exactly. We're hoping to have a handful of extra phones for those who don't, or people are nice and they'll be happy to let you lean over their shoulder.
But really, this being able to experience a place like the Art on My Field and this imaginative and ethereal conception of what could exist. It's really pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I was introduced by Mark Svarek and Will Pappenheimer, founding members of Manifest AR, this group that I'm now a member of, and we're showing in several places right now, our group shows of our augmented reality pieces. But when they first introduced me to it, they brought me to this park in Bushwick, and it's kind of a run-down neighborhood, and you know, they had explained to me what it was. I had a general sense. I've got, you know, I have experience with working with virtual reality quite a bit, and you know, a sense of just kind of virtual space. But you know, so we walked through this park, and then they told, you know, he said, download this app, and then you can go and through these categories of art, and you can showed me how to search and find the different pieces that were actually installed in this Maria Hernandez Park in Bushwick. And I was like, okay. And then I loaded one layer, and I looked up, and I was like, oh, I recognize that. It was a Yes Men piece, you know, that big balloon thing. I forget what it's called. And I looked up, and I was like, okay, and once it's kind of like, it's hard to describe, but once you kind of experience it for the first time, and you realize you have to actually be here, and you know, you understand that the phone doesn't hold the artwork, the phone is just a lens, and the fact that it has a camera and the GPS, you know, abilities, it allows you to see this stuff, so it's really just a special kind of a lens, but the stuff is actually there. I mean, actually, it's kind of different, takes on a different kind of definition now, because we, you know, people are, you know, have to travel pretty far up to upstate New York and go out to the Oh My Fields and track out there and get out there. It was like, why do I have to go out here? But once you get there and you see it and you understand, oh, you know, this virtual work does have this kind of deals with context, just like real building does, and you make decisions that are kind of similar. And you're outside, and you know, you don't have a big headset, you're not sitting in the computer like Second Life. I remember when I was first introduced to Second Life, I was excited for about 48 hours, obsessed, traveling through these little virtual worlds and like, you know, trying to I lost interest really quickly because, you know, again, you're just sitting at your computer screen, you know, in the end, you know, maybe if they fit, you know, kind of marry these things somehow. Mm-hmm. But,
how, I imagine that people must already be using, or maybe it came out of this idea of that augmented reality could be used for virtual models and for clients to experience what an architectural space would be like before they make decisions, or architects too, for that matter.
Absolutely.
So how does that idea... how do you feel about that? Are you solely interested in these particular works that are being shown at Art Oh My in your exhibition existing in this AR context, or are you interested in the physical manifestation in the future, or is it specific to each work? Or?
Well, in the case of these projects, several of the participants had asked me about whether they should. I had in the invitation, I asked them, you know, I explained to them that, you know, we would love to invite them and commission them to build a physical structure, some kind of a pavilion or a folly or whatnot, in the fields, but you know, we don't have the funds to, you know, to do that now. But at the same time, I encouraged them to consider, without it, It's kind of hard to explain, but the way I tried to do it is, like, I would like you, speaking to the participants, to take advantage of this technology and enjoy the fact that you don't have the constraints of things like gravity and opacity and, you know, there's things you have to deal with in real building. So enjoy that and take advantage of it. And discourage them from being representational and creating a 3D kind of model of a pavilion. But at the same time, I encourage them to think of it as a kind of a layer, still laying the groundwork for possibly a potential physical commission to build something. So, you know, however you, you know, kind of do, some of the pieces are, look a little bit more representation or representational, half partially because they were based on some previous built projects of theirs that were translated into this medium, and others were created for, you know, the medium, and so, yeah.
And are there also audio and video components that one will access in the field?
You can, as far as I know, my project has audio in it. We're waiting to see if Vito, and I have a feeling that Colmac is going to be incorporating audio. We're still working on that, but there will be some, and it automatically will come up when you load the layer.
Is that something that people are playing with for this AR environment, that you can bring in audio and living image in addition to the architectural graphics or environments?
Yes, you can. I mean, as far as what you started to talk about, some of the practical, you know, uses of this, which a lot of people are really kind of jumping on, and I'm trying to kind of avoid that for a while, and I am more interested in experimenting it with it as a creative medium than, you know, using it as the obvious of, yes, you can, you know, if I'm designing a building for a client, I can bring my client and my contractor to the site, and, you know, we could walk around the proposed design and, you know, make some changes, look at the views, you know, stand in the window frames or rotate it a little bit, and all of that stuff will be extremely useful and revolutionary, really, you know, in terms of, you know, the design process for real building.
But I agree that the heart of it is in the experimentation, and I think there's a lot.
Yeah, for this show, absolutely. My core interest is, of course, if only, you know, I can find a way to sustain that life doing that experimentation. But another thing I wanted to point out is, for example, you know, at Art OMI, we've talked about incorporating a kind of an audio tour. You know, it's very easy, you know, within 2 meters of each of the sculptures and their, you know, 50-acre, you know, sculpture park, you can use the app as, you know, listening to the artist describe the piece or the curator describe the piece and whatnot, which would be extremely useful.
Are there any other special happenings this evening for the opening that you think are important to mention in terms of, will there be some artists present and some talks, or is that, will that be a surprise?
That will be a surprise. There will certainly be some of the artists present, and we're looking forward to seeing them present their project standing within their... it's going to be a sight to see, you know, when you walk up and you've got, you know, an audience standing in the field and an artist standing, you know, kind of in front of them, and all the audience is holding their phones pointed at them, and the artist is pointing around them up above or down below and describing their project. So it should be pretty exciting to see. It's kind of silly, but you know, when you have a view of it, I think it's as much of the, I don't know, there's a pleasure in this whole experience of the event as actually seeing the projects, which are really fantastic.
It's a whole new take on creative use of the airwaves, I think.
Right.
So I don't think we've told our listeners where Art OMI is.
Art OMI is in Ghent, New York, on Route 22. It's kind of in between Stockport and Chatham, between 66 and 9H, I believe. The address is 1405 County Route 22 in Ghent, New York. It's 12075. And there will be a reception at the beautiful, fairly new visitor center designed by Peter Frank and Kathleen Treen, the Peter is the program director for Architecture Online. And so, the opening will start at 6:30 and technically go till 8:30, probably a little bit later.
And there's probably more information about ArtOMI and directions and all that at their website.
Absolutely.
Is that just ArtOMI.org?
Yes.
Great. Is there anything else that you want to make sure people know about this project that I haven't asked you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really encourage you to go check it out. It should be very exciting.
Well, thanks for talking with us about it, John.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Galen.
All right. Looking forward to this evening. Bye.